One of my favorite Birds of Paradise shots is a bird called the Red Bird of Paradise. This bird's only found in a very small area. It's only found on a couple of islands off the very western tip of New Guinea. Most of the time when I have to photograph birds up in the canopy, I look for a place where there's a tree next to the, you know, a different tree adjacent to the tree where the birds are displaying, and I can climb up that tree and not disturb the birds and photograph them sort of at eye level with them. But in this particular place, it wasn't going to be possible. But the tree that the birds were displaying, it was so huge that I decided to try to climb that tree itself and just go over into the other side of it, try to be far enough away. And so I didn't have a big enough, powerful enough bow and arrow. I used a bow and arrow to shoot a line up in a tree to first pull my rope up. And I had to climb this tree in stages. So I could only shoot one of the lower branches, and then I had to sort of climb it by throwing a line higher and higher up in the tree and pulling myself up. And eventually I got up to the level where the birds were displaying, and I was able to find a branch far enough away that I could make a small blind up there, and I measured it with one of my ropes, and you know, it was 50 meters or 165 feet above the ground, which was, you know, the highest blind that I had to make during this entire project. So that was, you know, exciting in itself, but then the really cool thing was that the birds did come, even though I was in the same tree as them. So I was pretty close to them, maybe about 20 feet away or so off on the other side of the tree, hidden in this very small little blind of just sort of camouflage cloth wrapped around me, basically. But I got, you know, probably one of the most kind of classic shots, if you will, that I've gotten of a bird of paradise, because this red bird of paradise male, he, when he's displaying, he kind of turns sort of head down, and he has these two central tail wires that kind of arc around his wings, and it forms this perfect heart shape. And that, you know, shot became the kind of opening spread of the National Geographic article that I did back in 2007. And it's also become kind of the, you know, the most published of all my Birds of Paradise pictures. And it's become kind of like our logo for our, you know, Birds of Paradise project. So that was a particularly memorable, you know, shot to get up in that tall tree.